You might be down on the bottom of the bottom of the base, then Tashma Hadakin should be Kli Cheres. If you have a small Kli Cheres, which is Dak, Hain Bekakir Sema Defna Sem Yeshim Shalom Mesamachim Shirim Bechidei Sichas Katar Bad Lug. So you have a Kli Cheres, which is very small and it broke, and there's not much left. As long as there's enough room in there to hold enough Shemin to do a Sicha for a Katan, then it still has a Shem Kli, and it's going to be Metame, and if not, not. So even though it's broken, and even though it can't hold whatever it held Mitchila, if it's big enough that could hold the shaman for sichas katan, then it's still considered a kli and will be metame. So the Rishonim are bothered, Taisus over here in the Ramban, that there seems to be a Gemara in Shabbos that says not like this. Gemara in Shabbos, the Afzad Hiyam Beis, says that a kli cheres who is nikav kamaitzi zayis is tar. That once it's nikav a hole which is small enough that zaysim could come out of it, then it's considered tar. It's a batel l'shem kli, and it's going to be tar at that point. So we see over there that even if it's just a small neck of kamaitzi zayis, it's going to be tar, which is much smaller neck than what you have over here. Over here, it's mashma, it's still tame, as long as it's able to be machzik the shemen kidei shir sichas katan. So it's a stira. Is it tali on the shir over here, the shir of the gemara over there, which is kamaitzi zayis? So the Ramban answers, we're talking about two different things. He says the gemara over there is talking about a kli which is tame, which is becoming tar from its tumma. So for that, as long as you have the shir of kamaitzi zayis, it's going to lose the shem kli and it's going to become tar. Now, shaking over here, we're not talking about a kli which is tummy becoming tar. We're talking about a kli, could it be makabal a new tumma? If it will become tummy now, after it's broken, will it be makabal tumma or not? For that, so I think, well, as long as it has enough room to hold the shaman for sichas katan, that's enough of a kli, and it's going to still be makabal tumma in the future. That's the chilik Ramban wants to say. But chayin Ramban is a pella, because the Imam Shachar, if you're telling me that once you have the kamaitzi zayis, it's tar from the tumma that it had. That means it's pakel minei shem kli. It's not a kli anymore. That's why it's tar. So if it doesn't have a shem kli, then how can it be mekabel tumma laba? Even a new tumma, it doesn't have a shem kli. So it should become tar. It shouldn't be mekabel the new tumma. If you're telling me that it still has a shem kli, as long as it has the shir sichas katan, and that's why it's a mekabel new tumma, then how does the old tumma go off? Because it still has a shem kli. So in Imam Shach, very difficult to understand what the Ramban is saying. So I think you can answer this up the Gevaldik aside from Michael Feinstein. He writes this in his Chidushim Shirim on Site of Daf Chavtas, where Marich about this is cited over there, that he proves in many places that this, that a Kli Cheres is Tahar, Peshvira, it's not the Pshat that it's Tahar because the Shvira removes the Shem Kli, it's Tahar for a different reason, that the Maisa Shvira itself is a Dabar HaMatayr. The act of Shvira is Matayr the Kli, just like Mikvah is Matayr, by going in the water it's Matayr, the Maisa Tvila is Matayr, over here also the Maisa Shvira is Matayr. The shvira itself brings tyra. So it's true in certain cases it might be tar even without that because it happens to be broken. But you could have something which is not technically broken, it still has a shem kli. But if a maisa shvira was done to it, that would be matirat. It's the maisa shvira itself which is matirat. With that, I think you could be miyashu the Ramban because the pshat is when you have a shever, kemetzi zayis, it still has a shem kli. It is a kli until it has, kozman has the shvira sichas katan. But the maisa shvira happened to it. There was a maisa shvira because it did break and there's a hole in there. So the gabi removing the tumma. All you need is a ma'aseh shvira. Once you have a ma'aseh shvira, we remove the tumah, just like tefillah's matar removes the tumah. When it comes to not being mekabel tumah, for that you have to not be a kli. And kamaitzi zayis is a kli, it will still be mekabel tumah. Kozman, you have the shir of sichas katan, but once you can't even have the shir of sichas katan, then it doesn't have a kli at all, and then it also won't be mekabel tumah l'habah.